Like when I went to Wat Nanachan, I went over just to spend a couple of weeks, and I was asked for permission to go over and spend a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, because I was working on a bowl stand, and I'd hit an impasse, and I thought, oh, I'll go over, I'll work on Wat Nanachan, and then I'll spend a bit of time, come back, and I don't. But I got sick, so I ended up too sick and I was in hospital for a couple of weeks, and so I ended up spending Pansai on my job. That was the first Pansai on my job. It wasn't my original intention. That's what happened.
What was the illness again?
It was something called scrub typhus, which is like typhoid fever, except we didn't know what it was. It doesn't respond to the same medicines as typhoid fever.
Similar symptoms, though.
Very similar symptoms, and extremely high fevers. Like when I went to the hospital, it was. I've been feeling really bad for a few days, and then they said, oh, we'll get you to the hospital. It was very difficult to go to the hospital in those days. And then I said, well, you know, I'm feeling a bit better. I'm feeling better today. Maybe it's breaking, you know. And they said, well, we should just go anyway. So I was feeling better, so at I got to the hospital, it was 104. So that kept up for about a week, and then the fever spiked after that. It was like 106, you know, just really delirious for about a week. And that was the pattern. Papakuro, when he, I was the first one to get it. He got it later in the Pansai. Remember him being in hospital and us having to take his mattress and turn it around because he'd soak through the mattress, the hospital bed mattress, and just pouring sweat from the fever. And it was Kitty Saro who almost died. I mean, that was the kind of really almost died. We just barely managed to get him to Bangkok, and the doctor said, "Oh, wow, you're really lucky, got her here," and it was actually a nurse who noticed a particular lesion. And then they wanted to do tests on him, and he'd just been, you know, poked with so many needles, he's not going to do any more tests. And but that led to it could be scrub typhus. So then we did a lot of research and figured out. And then the next person who got sick, and we followed the tetracycline, 24 hours it's gone. So it was started paying attention to the patterns and the symptoms. And
so that means it was some kind of a bacterial infection?
It's from a bite.
Yeah.
It's from other bacterial.
Tetracycline is a broad spectrum anti-bacterial antibiotic, so.
Yeah, but whatever it was from, it's from a mite that lives on rats in secondary forests.
It was in a secondary
forest. Parts of the forest were secondary.
As it got down, you were regrowing.
It actually turned into a kind of a research site for because we had started to document it, and we're talking to people, and then it turned into a bit of a research site for other places that being able to treat other places in Thailand. But now we in the early days, there were quite a few of us who were pretty sick.
But you didn't take medicine?
Huh?
You didn't take medicine, the tetracycline?
No, we didn't know.
You just got through it?
Me?
Yeah.
No. They did, I'm not sure what medicines they gave me, but nothing was effective. It ran its course.
Do you know people still initially get it there, or is it going on now?
No, I've never heard of anybody getting it there. I don't think it exists there anymore.
I vaguely remember when I was there, maybe first time as a layman, so that was about 20 years ago. I remember being told if I get a fever, it's probably from typhus.
Okay.
But I didn't hear anybody getting it either.
Yeah, one of the things that when somebody gets a fever, then you just check their body, because it's the mite gets on and it's sort of walking around, and then it gets stuck either in the groin area or behind the knees and in the armpit or around the neck or something like that, somewhere where it's been constricted and it bites. And you don't notice it, but then it turns into a kind of a lesion that's quite distinctive.
To the tropical version of the tick bites that we get here, with the Lyme disease.
With the Lyme disease. So that's neurological. Mm-hmm. This is probably not as, it's a bit more dramatic maybe, but not as long term. If you get through it, you're okay.
Try not to die.
No, as long as you don't die, you're okay.